All right, well, we are gonna call this meeting to order on February 18th of 2025. Twee sent the packet to us on Friday. So the first item needing our approval is the minutes from our last meeting on February 4th. I move to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, John. Any friendly amendments, questions, comments about the minutes? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, John.
The minutes are approved. The next item under routine business is reviewing our loan portfolio. Today we have four loans, I believe, a little over $1.8 million or $1.18 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I so move.
I'll
Oh,
second.
John, you'll second that. Great. So, Rich, we will turn it over to you to walk us through today's loan portfolio.
Thank you, Sarah. There's not much to detail here this week. Loans numbers 1 through 3 are for infrastructure investments, while loan number 4 is to purchase equipment for the Norway Department of Public Works. That's all I have regarding the loans. Are there any questions?
Yeah, Rich, any reason why the rates are going up and down?
We follow the market, and the interest rate market has been pretty volatile over the last few months.
Okay, just
And so it
curious
really
because it
depends
went down
on,
and
yeah, sorry. It really depends on the timing of when we receive the application request form, because at that time we lock the rate for a period of 60 days. And so that gives the community 60 days to have their meeting to approve the application and the borrowing resolution, complete the application, and get that back to us.
okay, I was just wondering why the two Dunn County ones were different rates.
That's the reason. Well, they're also different terms. If you look at
Oh.
loan number 1, that's 18-year term, and loan number 2 is for a 5-year term.
All right, thanks, Rich.
You bet.
Any other questions for Rich about the loans? But they seem pretty typical to what we look at every other meeting. So
As we say, bread and butter.
exactly, the bread and butter loans. So all those in favor of approving our loan portfolio for today, February 18th, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, John.
The loans are approved, and we have no old business and we have no new business. So we'll move right into our routine business. And Rich will hand it over to you for your Chief Investment Officer's report.
My intention is to keep this as short as possible, and so there is no Chief Investment Officer report today.
Thanks, Rich. Tom, turn it over to you for the Executive Secretary's report.
I can't keep it that short, but I will keep it pretty short. Last week, I skipped the Super Bowl and drove up to Green Bay on Sunday evening for an overnight before making a presentation on Monday morning to the Sheriffs and Deputy Sheriffs Association. I had the opportunity to provide a historical context, an explanation to their membership, why a portion of fines and forfeitures are deposited in the Common School Fund, as this seems to be an area that's commonly misunderstood in law enforcement. So it was my opportunity to not only explain, but to thank them for their role in that. I explained that we all took an oath of office to the Constitution, and that our collective efforts were growing the fund and providing better educational opportunities for the students of today and tomorrow. And I hope that I helped warm up the crowd for the Attorney General, who spoke later in the day on Monday. So, next thing, at the next meeting, we will be presenting a proposed land transaction for the board's consideration. The proposed transaction is actually a release of BCPL claims to the land arising from a title problem on land that BCPL had not previously sold, but the property had become involved in a title dispute. So I'm just providing the board a heads up here that we've got a transaction coming up, and it's going to look different from our standard sales. So we'll have a much better explanation available for the next board meeting, but I just wanted to give you a heads up what was coming. So, and that's all I have today. Any questions?
Just out of curiosity, Tom, do you typically like annually go to the sheriff's meeting or law enforcement meetings to share this information, or was this something that was unique?
So, great question, Sarah. I tried for 15 years to get a speaking gig at law enforcement meetings or whatever, and I finally got one a couple years ago from the Narcotics Officers Association, and that presentation actually led to the invitation to speak at this one. So, in answer to your question, no, I don't annually go. This was my first time speaking to this group, and my invitation actually came because of the presentation I made to the Narcotics Officers Association a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it just seems like that this is like a good group to kind of share with the different sectors of law enforcement and kind of their role in the work that we do. So. And I don't remember you doing that before, so that's great.
Like I said, this is something that I believe that we need to do because there seem to be a fair number of misperceptions out there. Because when these fines and forfeitures are collected, some law enforcement officers were asking, why does money go to the school fund? What does that have to do with this? And so, like I said, it was a chance for us not only to explain why it goes there, but also to thank the law enforcement officers for their role in helping build the fund. So,
yeah. Well, that's great. We're glad that you're able to do that. And hopefully there'll be more opportunities in the future.
I hope so. In my thank you note to the people that invited me, I also noted that I'd be more than happy to speak again. So.
Great. Any questions for Tom? And I'm going to keep it very simple like Rich. I don't have anything to share at this moment. So I'll move it to future agenda items. Is there anything the commissioners would like to see for an upcoming board meeting? All right. Being none, I move to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's John. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.
Thanks. See you guys.